Good afternoon. The regional news with Kelly Aben. First, the top stories. The use of photo albums is set to be on a decline as digital photography and social media has influenced and transformed how people preserve memories. The role jokes play in warding off stress among people and making them feel better has been highlighted as some residents in the center region. Those were our top stories and now the news in full. Many residents in the center region are dependent on jokes as a way to enjoy and relax amid finance issues, relationship disappointments, struggles and tensions that are getting them stressed. Some have shared their experiences, which include combing the various social media platforms in search of stories that bring laughter and make them feel better. Lekiate Gechuta Songazi reports on how jokes sharpen the people's sensibilities and tune their capabilities.
The perception some Yaoundé inhabitants have about jokes are wide and varied.
I find jokes to be just like a necessary part of the day. Sometimes you don't need to be too serious. You just need to laugh it out, relax and catch some air, because some people don't find jokes funny. Stop thinking about work, life and the struggles and then crack jokes and laugh and then they make you feel better. And not all the time, because sometimes there are some people who would use very extensive jokes. Like, it's good to be aware or conscious of the things that you joke with. Sometimes we joke about things that are very sensitive to people and they don't find it funny.
One of the jokes that I recently heard that really made me laugh was one joke I heard this morning, actually. And they said a woman left the village and came to town for the very first time. And when she saw traffic congestion, she exclaimed and told her son that the person who's died must be really, really famous to have been able to pull such a convoy of cars. Because back in the village, the only time she saw a fleet of cars was when an important personality died and they were going for the person's burial.
Many feel that jokes are meant to relax and feel better, but caution that expensive jokes must be avoided. The memories about striking jokes still linger in the minds of most city dwellers.
When she saw traffic congestion, she was like, oh my son, this person must be really, really important to have been able to pull such a convoy. So it really made me laugh. And the way the person said it, it was so funny. And I really laughed out my lungs.
The joke that's been really striking to me in the last 1 week is there's this joke, kind of a meme that's trending on social media where people are like, I'm maintaining steez. When it says steez, it's just like composure. For example, you can be like, my landlord has been on my neck for me to pay my rent, but I'm maintaining steez.
Some individuals prefer staying in environments where jokes are made.
I am one of those people who really love jokes, particularly when I am in an environment full of people I love and I am at ease and very comfortable with. And one of the things I do often is I say a lot of jokes, and when the people around me get to laugh, it makes me really happy and I find myself laughing so much alongside them.
In today's world, with a lot of challenges, many people residing in the center region believe jokes are essential in getting relaxed, particularly on various social media platforms. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, Regional News Center.
The use of photo albums is quickly becoming a relic of the past as digital photography and social media have transformed how people capture and share memories. This, according to some inhabitants of the Northwest, are cherished traditions they wish could be revived, while others have moved on with the current trend. Fela Kezia Fonja reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The once ubiquitous photo album is quickly becoming a thing of the past as denizens in the Northwest declare that digital photography and social media have transformed how people capture and share memories.
Before, when you go to someone's house, they actually gave you a photo album, which was like a book, and you looked at the pictures inside because that was the method of storing past memories. But these days, with the coming of new technology, those pictures have now phased out. It's difficult to find pictures. The most you can see now, it's a picture framed on the wall. These days, people more of have digital pictures, and since they publish it daily, you may have already seen their pictures as they are pasting it.
Photo albums used to be a point of pride in households, displaying cherished moments and family histories, explains Nancy B, who laments the loss of the tangible photo album experience.
As children, we used to enjoy viewing albums, pictures here and there. We even see our pictures when we're much younger, a day old, 6 months, your mother would take pictures of you with your bare body. Today we don't see that, and I think it's something we are really missing. Our old practice, which to me was something to really keep. I think our children who are growing now will really miss that.
According to a survey conducted by the Cameroonian National Institute of Statistics, only 27% of households are reported owning a physical photo album in 2023, down from 68% just 10 years prior. Many Cameroonians now rely on cloud storage, messaging apps, and social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram to store and share their photos.
When you go to someone's house, you get more of a television, and then they are putting maybe a film or a slideshow of the pictures that they have. So I still have my picture albums at home, but now I also have digital pictures saved in a hard drive, and I watch them on TV directly.
Northwest denizens believe they can still preserve the tradition and find ways to maintain the sense of nostalgia and celebration of family that the photo album represents, even as our methods of capturing and sharing memories evolve. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
From the Northwest region, we go over to the Southwest region, where a competition for the best beautician has taken place in Buya, wherein youths from various parts of the country demonstrated their skills in styling, giving designer haircuts, applying makeup, and providing skincare. The competition is called Battle of the Beauticians, and the brains behind the initiative is a community development agent, Ekie Walters Ngale. Here are the details with Ngobaliba Sophia Ebe of CLTV Southwest in Buya.
Over 100 youths across the country participated in the Battle of the Beautician competition in Buya. The contestants demonstrated their skills in domains such as hairstyling, makeup, manicure, barbing, and beauty pageants.
I'm doing a concept of the African queen. When you are an African, they always thought of you to be the black beauty. So I'm dressing her today as an African queen.
I'm doing a tiger avatar look on her. Tiger represents courage, fearlessness.
The competitors' works were graded based on a number of criteria. Echong Sylvia, one of the juries.
We're working on 70% work done here in the room and 25% online voting. So we're rating them on creativity, client consultation, speed, melting, and aesthetics.
The competition was not just to bring out the best talent, but to educate and encourage small businesses. Eke Walters Ngale is the promoter of the event.
There's a need to promote the beauty industry. Because first, if you call you Ame Baba, it's like you never went to school, you're not educated. But now you see most of the makeup artists are degree holders. My main aim is not just to give them money, because you know, give them money doesn't help that much. I want to impact them, and I believe they have learned a lot, even if they win the competition.
12 participants went home with cash prizes and beauty items, and 3 amongst the 12 winners were awarded a trip to Dubai for further training. Ngo Baliba Sophia Ebe, Buya.
A holiday football championship dedicated entirely to the women folk has been launched in Kaili, chiefdom of the Mayo Kani Division, Far North Region of Cameroon, known as the Tournament of Friendship, the six-team competition, which is the first of its kind in this part of the country, is out to also occupy ladies during the long holiday. The opening encounter of the tournée saw Kaili 1 whitewashing Alliance FC. Henry Tatoe Kambi reports from CLTV Far North.
Holiday football championships for the female folk are extremely rare in the Mayo Kani Division and the Far North region as a whole. Young women who are amongst the vulnerable groups need to be occupied during this long holiday, raising for an illustrious son of Kaile coming up with a holiday championship for girls dubbed the Tournament of Friendship. Dr. Emmanuel Finze is the patron of the event.
This championship to encourage the young girl. We wish to see them in the national team, like Nganamut, Ongene, like Matoki.
The ladies who are taking part in the championship, just like the populace of Kaile, are filled with praise for the initiative.
We are on holidays and we don't have much to do, so this championship is good as it occupies us and makes us feel important.
We are very happy to have this championship dedicated entirely to women, as it valorizes them and also gives them a sense of belonging.
The opener pitted Kaile 1 versus Allianz FC, with Kaile 1 whitewashing their opponents by 8-0. Henry Tatoega Mi, Kaile.
Before we go, a reminder of our top stories. The use of photo albums is set to be on a decline as digital photography and social media has influenced and transformed how people preserve their memories. The role jokes play in warding off stress among people and making them feel better has been highlighted by some residents in the Central region. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening. Lunch on Date continues with Lucy Boma.